This is Wayne Heimbach for Labor Express. One of the unexpected results of the 9/11 attack has been its effect on working people throughout the country. But we're going to be talking about a specific effect on a number of workers in San Francisco who work as baggage handlers and screeners for the airport in San Francisco. And President Bush last November got through a bill called the Aviation and Transportation Security Act, which nationalizes airport security and requires all baggage screeners to be U.S. citizens. This is not a requirement for everyone who works at the airport, but for a certain group of people, and has a tremendous effect. We're going to be talking about that. And to find out what that issue is, why this is happening, and what the people in San Francisco are trying to do about it, we're talking to Bien Cunanan, who's a steward with Argonbright Security and a member of SEIU Local 790 out in San Francisco. And we're also talking to Eduardo Capulong, who is a member of the Immigrant Airport Worker Solidarity Committee, which is an organization that came together of union and non-union community organizations, people who understand that this is a good fight, an important fight for the airport workers, and more generally for immigrant rights as well. So, Bien, let me ask you first of all, when this bill came through, and what would be the implications for you and for other workers at San Francisco Airport?
This is quite horrible, you know. We'll be losing our job because they have a deadline set by November that they're going to federalize all the airports throughout the country. And this is rather very, very, what do you call it? How would I say it? This is rather a very stupid law, you know, utterly stupid law. The fact that there are many workers at the airport who are not required to be American citizen, like the airline crews, ramp agents, they're all out there. But why single us out? You see, these airport screeners have been there for the last 5, 7 years, 10 years almost, and it's rather incomprehensible why single out us. In fact, we are being used as a scapegoat. Remember that before this 11th September, the FAA, which is then the precursor of this TSA, Transportation Security Administration, allow or permit this 4-inch knife and these so-called box cutters that were used by the terrorists. So that in effect, I would say that this law is really unconstitutional, I would say. We are legal immigrants. Most of our families are here. We left our respective countries just to be with our family. And as I know, we are a green card holder and we are entitled. We can work legally in the United States.
Right. Well, it seems exceptional to me that with all the problems that we've seen lately in the press, with the FBI, the CIA, all of the people who are concerned. Their job is to get that information together, and they didn't do their job. And what they're doing is trying to blame a group of workers who work very hard, have been good at their job, and have had nothing to do specifically with the problems of international terrorism or anything else. You do security work. And could you explain the kind of work that you do so we have a sense of what's going on and how it fits into the how the flow works within the airports?
Basically, screeners are the ones manning the checkpoint and the gate before boarding the plane. There would be this mag or wherein baggages are put through. There would be this screening process. We are going after these bags have gone to this X-ray. There are bag checkers, and then the fourth guy would be doing the hand one. So that I would say that this has been the work of most of the skinheads for almost a decade, and they're really experienced. And now just like that, they're going to be fired because of the U.S. requirement. I wouldn't like to recall what happened when Timothy McVeigh did his demonic or devilish act. So that I would say that is citizenship a guarantee? Yeah, I don't think so.
No, it's also extraordinary that you're the ones who are being singled out. And as you said, so many other people do not have to be citizens that work at the airport at very important jobs, but you're the ones that are being singled out. Now, how many people would be affected if this this law goes through?
All over the country, there are about 28,000 skinners. But in the case of San Francisco, over 1,200 would be a great number. About 70 or 80% are immigrants. So come to think of it, these 800 people will be displaced. Are we going to just be right out there on the street? You see, we are immigrants. That is why we believe that we should really prove our competence, our dedication and hard work. And we have proven it. If I may quote Mayor Brown and the rest of this airport authorities led by the commissioner, the airport manager, we're able to prove that we can be relied on. In fact, it's no walking in the park when we went through this hiring process. We have that oral and written examination, and then we have that 2-day, almost a 3-day seminar. After that, we were placed on an OJT status by being there for one whole week. Only after that 1 week OJT or on the job training that we be given that certification. After that, we still have to finish our 90-day period senior OJT thing.
So you have a lot of training and a lot of experience as well. So one of the things, as you're explaining this, is very clear that it's an attack on the working people at the airport to do the work that you do, but it's also within the broader context of what's happening in this country. It's an attack on immigrant workers.
Definitely, very yes. Definitely, you said it very correctly. It is an attack on all the immigrants here. I don't know. This law have not been, I would say that this is not a well-thought-of law just because of the temperament of times, you know, the need to really enhance security in the airport. They came out with this law. Come to think of it, there were a lot of recommendations to the government they should somehow improve the facilities and other equipments, but they dilly-dally, in fact, I don't know what happened. They're supposed to put up some kind of a modern machine which would really would be a very 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 legitimate and very effective way of one of the ways of doing security, but they didn't do it.
One of the things that sounds like you've also been able to get, and I'd like to bring our other guests in on this issue, is that you've got a lot of support in San Francisco, and hopefully that will develop around the country as well, for your issues, for your concerns, and for the fight against laws specifically aimed at immigrant workers who've been doing a good job, and all of the implications of that. And Eduardo Capelon. Eduardo, you're again identified here. I mean, we're calling you a member of the Immigrant Airport Worker Solidarity Committee, which is a longer name for what? Could you talk a little bit about what that group is?
Sure. The committee is an organization or a coalition of about 45 groups and individuals who've come together to support the immigrant airport workers in their fight for their jobs and against the citizenship requirement, but also, as you were saying earlier, acknowledging that this is happening in the context of a broader attack on immigrants. So the organization or the coalition that we have right now actually is composed of such groups as the Arab Anti-Discrimination Committee, INS Watch, Of course, the Service Employees International Union, Local 790, a number of Filipino community groups, since a majority of workers at SFO actually are Filipino, and vast, you know, Longshoremen's Union, various unions and community-based organizations.
And so the coalition that's come together has come together very much as an immigrant rights, worker rights coalition, and has this, not only an example, but this fight that's going on in San Francisco as a way to bring up the problem specifically of this law, but more generally the problem, would you say, of what's happening with immigrant workers in this country?
Absolutely. I think the coalition really understands that we need to build a broad movement here to fight back against the attacks on immigrants, and that the way that we're going to win this is through the leadership of the workers at SFO, allied with a broad coalition of organizations, the broadest that we can build in order to turn this back. Here at the airport, I think we see the confluence of a number of issues that's come out since 9/11. That's the reason I believe that the coalition is growing and that we're drawing a lot of people and drawing a lot of support. That is to say that it's bringing together the issue of immigrant rights, it's bringing together the issue of the war on terrorism, it's bringing together the issues of the attacks on workers in general, because if you look at what's going on, there's both a war abroad and there's a war at home. The people who are being blamed for 9/11 are not the FBI and the CIA, who are really the ones responsible for not pushing through or pulling together the intelligence that they had, and instead they're putting it onto the backs of immigrants and workers. And so proportionately, immigrants and workers have taken on the vast majority of these attacks, anywhere from Ben and the workers at SFO to the immigrants who've been detained because they're Arab or Muslim. And I have to say also that there have been huge attacks and deportations against undocumented workers at the airports, mostly Latino. So we see all this in context and are anchoring our movement and our fight with the baggage screeners.
Now, one of the, I guess a couple different ways that your movement is trying to bring up this issue and to support the workers there. One is a direct challenge to the legality of the requirement that the baggage screeners be U.S. citizens, which is one way to go. It's obviously very important. The other is to bring it up more visibly and publicly, through public demonstrations. And has it been 790 or the coalition? Who's been calling the demonstrations, and how have they been going?
Well, it's a collective effort, but by all those who are supporting us. But I would say that there's also another set of group that was working and really rallying these things. That is this BOAC. Bay Area Organizing Committee. They've been a big help along with the union and along with Eduardo Kopunan et al. So we're going to keep this fight on.
Okay. And Eduardo, could you talk about demonstrations? There was recently a demonstration. How'd that go?
Actually, Ben should talk about it as well. Last Wednesday, there was a demonstration led by the workers at SFO, both raising the issue of justice for immigrant workers, but also raising the issue of the security companies basically stopping their harassment of activists, because there have been a couple of activists who've been disciplined for speaking to the media on this issue by Globe Security. And in fact, Globe Security is headquartered here in Chicago, so you should put the pressure on them. But that happened. And then on February 19th, we also launched a simultaneous set of demonstrations at SFO, Oakland Airport, and San Jose Airport. And that was more of a collective effort. What was really promising about Wednesday is that it was led by Ben and the workers themselves. So I think their organization at SFO, which is coming together, is a very, very significant sign. And, you know, Ben can tell you a little bit more about that.
Well, I guess, Ben, that means you should tell us a little bit more about that. How did the demonstration go? And how do people, I mean, you have people here who don't know what's going to happen with their jobs. And they've been here for a while working at good jobs, working hard. And now that's threatened. How do people feel about that? And what kind of solidarity is coming together?
Well, you know, at first there was some kind of, you know, apprehension. But lately, they've been really very vocal about these things, We have to keep our job. We have to fight for it. We feel that we are being singled out and we are being used as a scapegoat. And enough is enough for that.
Mm-hmm. And what about the harassment from Globe or Argon Bright, wherever it's coming from? What kind of harassment's coming down? What's going on with that?
Well, as Eduardo said, two Globe workers. In fact, one is a manager of a CityX. It's part of this security work. Was given was reprimanded via a letter by no less than the general manager, which he said, which we found out that the headquarters is here in Globe. So there was when we came there, we were supposed to personally hand in the letter.
That's here in Chicago. You did that,
but I think he got no balls. He didn't really. He refused to face these workers after issuing that fascistic or what they call the repressive letter. He seemed not to be able to face us, and that's quite how do I say it? Does not speak well of his company.
No, hardly that. But one of the things you want to do here in Chicago, and one of the things we're going to try to do, is give support as much as we can to get out the information about what's happening, specifically now in San Francisco. I'm sure that's happening a lot of other places as well. But also to give any kind of solidarity and, you know, specific supports, especially with Globe, that we can try to do here in Chicago. But this is also something that's moving very quickly. What kind of timeline are we talking about? If you look here with the law, I mean, how soon could you lose your job, Bien?
Well, per newspaper report, though the deadline is on November 19, apparently September is their deadline. I don't know, but it seems that with all this topsy-turviness happening at TSA, I just hope that they could probably see through it that they cannot simply federalize all the airports. There are about 429 airports. Just checking the background of these applicants would require them a month or so. So I believe they are not yet in a position to really federalize all these airports in the country.
And Eduardo, let me just finish by asking you, as a bottom line, what is your coalition looking for? When you're looking to support this fight of the workers at the airport, what do you say to the public in your demonstrations or to hear us, to hear on Labor Express? What do you say is sort of the bottom line that your coalition wants to say that you have a victory in this, if that's what we get to?
The bottom line here is we are calling for the elimination of the U.S. citizenship requirement, one. Number two, the bottom line is nobody loses their job at SFO or ideally in all the other airports in the country. The reason why this is our bottom line is that U.S. citizenship has nothing to do with job competency. We see this as part of a wider attack on immigrant workers, and actually on U.S. citizens as well. I mean, this is a way to divide the workforce. The workers at SFO Airport who are citizens are also going to lose their job, by the way, because they have to reapply for it under the new federal scheme. And secondly, in terms of workers losing their jobs, we do not want one single worker to be out on the street or anything like that, or to be transitioned elsewhere. The workers at SFO have worked hard to build the union. The union's been there for about 4 years, and they deserve those jobs, particularly now that it's going to be paying a little bit more. It's cruel to actually put them out. And I think, you know, most importantly, these folks are there and care about travel safety. So it would actually undermine travel safety to replace them at this point. That's our bottom line.
Okay. Well, good. I'd like to thank you very much for this discussion of the fight of airport workers at San Francisco Airport with this very important battle for immigrant workers' rights, for general workers' rights to try to find some kind of way through some very difficult times. And we thank you for giving us this discussion. We hope we can help you here in Chicago. I'm talking to Bien Kananan, who's a steward for SEIU Local 790, who represents the workers at the airport, and he's an employee of Argonne Bright Security. And Eduardo Capalong, who is a member of the Immigrant Airport Worker Solidarity Committee, and we wish both of you very much luck. Thank you.